Santa Barbara area landfill update.
Could I interrupt the order of events here for just 1 minute?
Sure.
I have a presentation.
Okay.
It involves Gerhard. Sorry, landfill folks, just take a second.
Gerhard Huebner's been working for us for 10 years, and prior to that, worked for the Los Angeles Regional Board for how long? 5 years. We're not actually officially recognizing your work with the Los Angeles Regional Board, but we will forgive you for making that mistake of actually working for them for that period of time. Gerhard has accepted an offer of a position with Ventura County Public Works Department. Watershed Protection District of Ventura County. And I have to admit, I think it's a good opportunity for Gerhard. We're going to miss him, but I certainly understand his taking advantage of the opportunity. We have a certificate of appreciation that we want to give to Gerhard, but I want to review and remind everyone of maybe four different projects that, and I'm not sure these are the four that stand out in Gerhard's mind. You can tell me or not. One was the Avila cleanup after the Unocal spill, and Gerhard was one of our key staff members in working on that cleanup. It was a very contentious issue. It even brought in Aaron Brockovich, so you know it's got to be a contentious issue if that's the case. And that was a very successful project. Another one was the Buena Vista Mines, which was also a very contentious issue. And Gerhard has worked and has continued to work of late, even though you haven't heard about it at the board level, but has continued to work with US EPA. We had a US EPA come in and do a emergency removal action, I guess it was corrective action, to stabilize the site. And the site is certainly not perfect. It continues to have some problems, but it's in much, much better shape than it was for many years. Leaching mercury into Los Tablas Creek and ultimately into Nacimiento Lake. Nacimiento Lake was actually the first listed water body in our region because of mercury in fish tissue and warnings to pregnant women against eating the fish. So it was a very serious water quality and public health problem. And Gerhard was instrumental in getting that source stabilized. Moving out to the coast again, I'll lump two projects together. One of them is still ongoing, but the two waiver discharge requirements that we've had with Goleta Sanitary District, and that we have a settlement, and they're working on their project to eliminate the waiver and move on to full secondary treatment. And we're just about there with Morro Bay Cayucas Sanitary District with their combined treatment plant. And they're moving on towards secondary treatment, and we'll be bringing that back to you in the springtime. Maybe Gerhard will come back and speak on that one, I don't know. Only if we have it in Santa Barbara, right? And then there's a fourth, I was thinking there was a fourth project that Gerhard's worked a lot on. Is that it? It's Los Osos, that's it. Yeah, how could I forget? Gerhard has really put his heart and soul into attempting to solve the wastewater management issues in Los Osos, and as we just heard a few minutes ago, we still have a few hurdles in front of us. But Gerhard has teamed, I think, very effectively with Sorrel Marks of our staff in particular in working on Los Osos for quite a few years, and I know you wanted to kind of see that through to fruition before you moved on to something else. But I do appreciate all the, not only the many hours, but kind of the emotional energy that has taken to attend all the meetings and deal with all the correspondence and phone calls and emails. And in some cases, it's been very, very contentious. So I know that's a tough assignment, and I appreciate the fact you've kept very even keeled on it and have stayed very analytical on it. So, on behalf of the board, I want to present you with this certificate of appreciation for your 10 years of work with the regional board, and I congratulate you on your new opportunity.
And just a few words, very emotional for me. Anyway, I want to thank the board, I want to thank the great staff, and it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And Gerhard, on behalf of the board, let me say that we appreciated your effort, you know, and congratulations, and we wish you luck, and maybe you'll come back at some point in time.
You never know.
You never know.
You'll be sorely missed.
Yeah, sorely missed. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to hear about landfills.